Hello, I'm Jenny Kimball, Senior Editorial Assistant at DIA, and I'm here with Judy Connors, Managing Editor of DIA Publications. Today, we will be talking about opportunities to become a published author with DIA, which of our publications would be best for your topic, and how to avoid mistakes and move your manuscript successfully into publication. Judy, can you begin by telling us about the publications that are produced by DIA and the opportunities for authorship with each of them?
Sure, Jenny, I'd be happy to, and thank you for the introduction. DIA has two main publications. The first is our scientific peer-reviewed journal. It's the official publication of DIA, and it is entitled Therapeutic Innovation and Regulatory Science. And we have a member news association magazine that is entitled The Global Forum. Each of these publications is published 6 times a year on a bi-monthly schedule. Therapeutic Innovation Regulatory Science, which we refer to as TIRS, is published in January, March, May, July, September, and November. And the Global Forum News Association magazine is published in February, April, June, July, October, and December. The scientific peer-reviewed journal is delivered both in print and in digital. And the Global Forum News Association magazine is currently only a digital product, although we are revisiting that format moving forward into 2015.
Great. So what would be the best way for an author to determine whether their topic is of interest to DIA membership and which publication would be most appropriate for submission?
So DIA, formerly referred to as the Drug Information Journal, we've broadened our scope in the past few years, and we are really about a lot more than pharmaceuticals, which was our founding tenet. We deal with all types of educational programming and platforms around medical product, device, diagnostics, and product development, pre- and post-market surveillance. And basically, any articles that refer from bench to bedside, practical applications of science are within our scope. Now, our two publications are vastly different. TIRS, the scientific peer review journal, does follow a strict standard for scientific publishing, meaning you would have the 5 standard sections, your abstract, methods and methodology, your introduction, your discussion, and a conclusion. It is sent to 2 or 3 reviewers in your area of expertise, and it does go through a full peer review. And at that point, can either be accepted, rejected, or put back to the author for revisions to the manuscript. Our Global Forum is a non-peer-reviewed, what we would like to refer to as a softer science magazine. It deals with issues in the scientific and landscape of healthcare, but not to the detail that a scientific peer-reviewed article would cover. But we often include best practice articles, how to do your daily job better. We include articles on different regions around the globe, as well as updates on the association, membership, activities, and initiatives undertaken by DIA.
Okay, and can you talk a little bit about what are some common mistakes that authors make that may cause their submission to be rejected or not published?
So for the Global Forum, that is on a rolling submission basis, which means when you finish completion of your article, you can reach out to one of the editorial folks at DIA and submit it via email. That is not peer reviewed in the sense it's not put through a stringent scientific review, but we do review a copy edited and review it for applicability to our publications for topic area. TIRS is where the author would run a higher risk of having what we will refer to as a death reject of their manuscript upon submission. So some of the common mistakes that you can avoid making to make sure that your paper makes it through the initial review and into peer review is to make sure your paper is thoroughly researched and referenced. We do follow AMA Style Guide 10 currently. The 11th style guide is due at some time later 2014, but currently we are working with the 10th AMA style guide to follow their reference format. It's very important to pay attention to the difference between referencing books, articles, and website accesses. DIA has a set of author guidelines that appear both on the SAGE site and the DIA homepage, diahome.org. And not thoroughly reviewing or adhering to those author guidelines will stop your manuscript from moving into peer review as well. You need to ensure that your tables and figures and graphs are properly formatted and noted with key access information as required by the guidelines. You want to make sure that the topic you're submitting your manuscript on is of clear interest to the journal. Again, anything dealing with medical device diagnostics and development, post and pre-market, we would be interested in. If you ever would have any questions about the scope of an article for TIRS, you could always contact the editorial office prior to submission. You want to make sure that it is the correct type of a manuscript. If it's a survey response article, we do require a 50% survey rate. That is fairly industry standard and acceptable rate of response to move forward with publishing a paper. Because we are neutral and a non-profit and unbiased association, we do not promote products or services from individual corporations, so you want to ensure that your manuscript is non-promotional. And again, you want to make sure that your grammar and syntax language usage is clear and concise and that the reader can understand what you're trying to present. For foreign submissions, we do recommend that you put your manuscript through English language polishing prior to submission so that the science doesn't get lost in the presentation of the paper.
I know authors are often presenting timely material in their manuscripts and they're anxious to be published. Can you talk about the deadlines and the general timing from submission to publication for both the Global Forum and the journal?
Sure, Jenny, I'd be happy to. The Global Forum, as I previously mentioned, accepts manuscripts on a rolling of submission. So that is, we don't adhere to a strict publication production schedule for each individual manuscript that's submitted. We find space for it in the next available issue. We pretty much, being a bimonthly magazine, are able to submit cold-called articles within 60 days in the next available issue of the Global Forum. With the journal, TIRS, it's a little bit different. We do adhere to a rather strict production calendar that we work in close partnership with our publisher and production manager at Sage on adhering to. This is to allow time for publication of current healthcare articles. Generally speaking, and again, any questions regarding specifics can be directed to the editorial office for more precise information. But generally speaking, upon submission, your paper will be put through peer review. And we maintain a very excellent turnaround rate from submission date to first decision of about 27 to 30 days, far ahead of industry standard. From that point on, if your paper is accepted, it will go through production. You'll receive a proof immediately upon acceptance of your Sage PDF proof by the author. Your paper will be published on an online first portal. At that point, it will be fully referenceable and citable to other authors using your paper for referencing in preparation of their manuscript. The delay sometimes between the online first portal and print can be 30 to 60 days. Many authors are anxious to see their article in print, but it is important to note that as soon as it appears online, it is citable, and as an author, you can cite it as being published. We need to have an article fully through production 60 days in advance of an issue that it'll be published in.
Great. And can you speak a bit to the benefits to authors for publishing their work with DIA?
DIA is a very broad association. We have stakeholders in industry, academics, a heavy stint in regulatory. We provide a lot of articles in innovation, medical product development, discovery, and the translation of the new science into practical solutions for patients. One of the benefits of publishing with one of the DIA journals is that you reach across those three main stakeholder groups and can get into the industry area, can get into the regulatory person's daily work, and also get into the academics where the research is being conducted. We have a broad-based association membership, as well as a pretty robust exhibitor and advertising base, and publishing one of our publications gives you access to all of those.
Great. So we've touched on a lot of things here today. If authors have any additional questions or would like to see examples of published articles, where would they go for more information?
Jenny, there's a couple places they can go. For the journal, they can start with diahome.org, go to the News and Publications page, and all of our publications are listed there. By clicking on the icon for each publication, it'll give you the most recent issue. It'll allow you to browse articles, and it'll also put you in contact with somebody at the editorial office. Sage Publications hosts our journal, and by going to their homepage, you can see the table of contents for the most recent issue of TIRS, as well as the abstracts for the current issue and the author commentary written each issue by the editor-in-chief. We do have a PowerPoint presentation we will be posting on both the state site and the diahome.org site that will give you the direct contact information for all three persons in the editorial office that we are here willing and able to help you with any questions you may have regarding preparation of your manuscript, submission of your manuscript, and then follow up on the decision of your manuscript.
Great. Judy, thank you so much for your time today.
Jenny, if I could just add something before we wrap up. I'm often asked, why do people want to publish in general? And I think one of the important things for an author in publishing is that it helps in a lot of different ways. It helps with networking and mentoring for you and your peers. Often in academics, if you're applying for a tenure application, you need to be published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. If you're in the government area, funding for research, it's critical also to have published papers that are referenceable and citable for other authors. It enables you to provide your knowledge through speaking opportunities and also driving your citations and raising your visibility for your organization, for yourself, and for your research work. And finally, you know, fine-tuning your researching and writing skills is always a great thing in scientific publishing, and we welcome any papers that fall within the scope of our journal. We have partnership with a very large institutions around the world, and your paper would be given optimum visibility if published with one of the DIA publications.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny, for facilitating.
This concludes our podcast. We hope this sparks your interest in publishing with DIA. And if you have the need for more information about DIA publications, please visit diahome.org and click on News and Publications.